meant to come prepared with something to say, but I'll just say stupid things as I think of them.
Well, I should have had questions prepared, so I'll just ask stupid questions as I think of them.
All right, good.
But I do know how to start it. Let's do it this way.
Okay.
That's Melanie Johnson's Surf Cool that you hear at the beginning of Everything on Tonic, and Melanie is here.
I had been playing guitar since I was 12, and then playing in bands since I was 20 or 21, and played in bands with my husband all through my 20s. It was great, all through college. And then at some point, I finally decided, okay, I think I could use a break, and I'm ready to start a family. So we did. So at 30, I'm pregnant and home with my baby, mixing cereal, feeling a little left out of the loop. Turn on MTV, and who do I see? But the girl who was in my very house just like a few years before doing her CD, doing a tape. I engineered her tape. It was Kaya, and I'd engineered a tape for her. And there she was on MTV, and I'm just thinking, dadgone it. I mean, I love my family, but I want to be on MTV too. That's as far as that story goes, really. I'm trying to think how long it was before I started. Well, actually, I was recording at that point. I had projects going. I've been recording since 81. So still, I was working on it, but I still really did feel out of the loop because she was there and I was in my living room watching her. No, I was happy for her. I just wanted to be there too.
And you were there too.
Well, yeah. Capanna was there. I didn't know Capanna at the time.
Well, and I'm not blonde. It's hard to miss a blonde hair.
Well,
like
you
that.
Were hiding behind your drum kit and under a hat.
I recognized the rocks because the rocks in the background had been in many movies, and so was that fun?
It was a good experience, yeah.
I had severe withdrawal when I had my first daughter. All my friends were the guys in the band, and the moment I had a baby, I quit the band, had a baby, they disappeared. Love you all, but you disappeared, you rat. Nobody ever came to see me, brought me a baby gift or anything. I'm not holding a grudge, but still, I felt pretty lonely. That was another reason why seeing people I knew on MTV was like, I was crying along with her. She was just an infant, and it was the time for the second decent exposure contest at Breedings. And, of course, we had, Usual Suspects had won the first one, and I wanted to go back and see the second one. I was a friend with Doug at that time and stuff. And I talked him into letting me sneak her in the back of the club and hold her and watch the bands. I was back. I'm going to get him in trouble. You're not supposed to have babies in nightclubs. But there I was holding my little baby, still having a hard time transitioning from spending all my time playing in bands to that mom shift. It was an interesting transition for me. But I never quit because I was recording. Whenever she'd take a nap, I was in grad school, when I finished that, then when she'd take a nap, I'd be recording. And so I kept doing that for years. That child, Allie, is 22. She just graduated from UK.
Congratulations. And
my second one, Becky, is 19. She just started UK. My third one is a sophomore in high school. So it's, I'm on the other end of that now. And so, it was a big change to go from playing music to becoming the world of moms and parents and kids. And now this transition is almost as scary and as foreign. I've been playing out now in the Bats, which is just too much fun, an incredible chance to play. And now I'm still doing my music, and I still want to pursue it. How do you do it? What do I do at this age? What do you do, 52? Three almost grown daughters.
I know Mamapalooza.
There's tons of mom bands. I know that because I did Mamapalooza in Nashville 2 years ago. So I'm aware of that movement. One of the original ones that started that whole group, I remember they had a song. They're younger. They're all probably in their 30s. And one of their songs was Eat Your Damn Spaghetti. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you can cut that out. And I just thought, that is so great.
Eat your damn spaghetti. Melanie, you said something about what do I do now? You're doing it.
I am. That's true. I know. I realize how lucky I am. I mean, I've been recording. I guess we got in the home recording in this movement back with the Tascam 8-track on half-inch tape. And so now we've come back full circle. We're just doing it all on a computer at home. And anybody can record now. But I consider myself very lucky to have had all that experience and kind of know how to put it together and go do it all myself. And I'm just now starting to really appreciate the power of the internet. You know, so many of us have just kind of, you know it's there and you know you can do things with it, but I'll sell a CD in Ireland, or that would not have been possible even 10 years ago.
That's right.
Really, to get things out there. So I really am. One of my songs, actually, it's very interesting, and it's on Soul of a Spy, and it's All in My Head is the name of the song. And I wrote it originally. It was kind of my admission, finally, that I'm not going to be a rock star. You know, I guess I'm going to have to deal with it. It's not happening. So that was what that song was about. But then when I decided to put it on the CD, I turned some of the lyrics around to make it sound more like a breakup song. It's really not. It's really about the fact that, you know, at some point, you know, at 49 or whatever, you have to realize, I guess that rock star thing isn't going to work out. But I'll never quit writing. Like any musician who wants to create, or any creator, you don't stop. Rock music is, I guess maybe I impose some things on myself that maybe aren't really there. I might imagine that it's harder if rock music is your medium to be viewed as valid as a 52-year-old mom of three, as opposed to if I was writing a book or if I was painting or anything mm-hmm. else. I remember when I was trying to play a few years ago, when I, you know, had some good friends and some great musicians that agreed to try to help me have a band, and when I go in and try to book myself at High on Rose or The Dame, I just remember walking in and talking to the booking guy, who was probably all of 23, if he was that old. And I remember just the look on his face. I know he was thinking, Mom, what are you doing here? You know? And then nobody came to see me, and I pretty much kind of let that die a quiet death, because nobody had heard of me, and I wasn't appealing to the college crowd. And people my age kind of weren't interested in what I was doing, really. It's art, and all art has to find a niche. You know, and I'll consider myself lucky if I make a few friends on MySpace.
Would you believe that I was sincere? I wasn't in it for the gain or glory. Now I'm sitting here tending my wounds and taking inventory of what's left of what everything I learned. And I heard each word that small for this, but strangely I wait, ignoring my doubts, expecting a reconciling kiss. In spite of everything I know,
the Bluebird in Nashville. That's such a big deal.
That's true. I do forget that actually you have to pass an audition, and each time you go, you have to do well enough as judged by the waiters and waitresses to mm-hmm. be asked to come back. They actually have a score sheet.
Keep going back, don't you?
Yeah.
We didn't get to go back.
Oh, well.
So there you go. See, they had MTV, but you have the Bluebird.
The Bluebird, right.
But, too loud.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a different atmosphere down there.
Yes, it is.
And they like a certain type of song, and I've been managing to make it, but that's almost a different style from what my CD, it's definitely different from what my CD is, and my CD is closer to my heart. It's got rock, and it's loud, and it's got good drums, and the Bluebird, it's all about the story. They don't care if you can play really well. They don't really care if you sing really well. You have to grab them with the words. And so I try to do songs that do that. It's not that Soul of a Spy doesn't have good words. It does. But even some of those songs that I'm most proud of wouldn't fly at the Bluebird.
You know, I did the whole MTV thing, and I got to do a lot of things that people don't always get to do for whatever reason. I consider myself lucky, but you wouldn't find me in the Where Are They Now bin. It's almost like they never were bin. No. You know?
I thought that was my bin. I didn't know.
You know, it all depends on how you look at it. You don't have a bad track record or even anything big to compare to, you know?
Yeah, that is a really interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, so you've...
I don't have any place to fall from at this point. You know, there's only up. The only direction is up.
Nobody has done what you're doing, and you're doing it so well.
Oh, shucks.
You don't look like somebody's mom. You don't come off sounding like somebody's mom. Your music... It sounds just as young and fresh as any 20-year-old. It's all a matter of attitude. So get it together, girl.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. I'm really...
That'll be $250.
That's right. This is On Air Therapy, brought to you by Copana and Stacy. And I really appreciate it.
Said the words, we spent the time. Some of yours and some of mine. But there are rooms still sight unseen behind your smoke screen. We learn to trade on tricks, it seems. Bear our souls and save our dreams. You move the mirrors so I can't see behind your smoke screen. Is it really wise that we stay in this hell for certain? A silent compromise and never see that man behind the curtain.
I'd love to hear you give Pointless a go.
Playing at your next party.
So, it depends on what kind of party it is.
That's right. That's one of the things that I'm not a particularly happy kind of artist. I've tried to write happy songs. I write happy songs for kids, and they turn out to be these. Even those aren't so sunny. Those even have kind of a little morose streak. Well, the second song on the CD actually, and after I got it all done, I've kind of maybe regretted it a bit because it's very personal. And my friend who was really moved by it, her compliment was, you know, it was a heavy topic and it was gut-wrenching, but she said, I didn't feel like slitting my wrist when it was over. And I said, okay, I guess that's a compliment.
It is. Do your kids play?
My middle daughter does. The other two can play piano if they wanted to, but nobody's really got the bug. Even my middle daughter who plays guitar, she's not interested in pursuing it. To me, it's mystifying. If I was able to plug in and play Smells Like Teen Spirit, you know, when I was 14, mm-hmm. I'd have been gone. That'd have been it for me. But when I was growing up, it was still just girls played acoustic guitar. I had to have permission. I had to see somebody play. I had to see Nancy Wilson playing in Heart before I thought, oh, okay, I can do that too. I love my guitar. Once I found the Strat that I use with the particular neck, it's just so cool. And when I discovered electric and being on stage and rock, I like music with guts to it. You know, I did the acoustic thing for so long because that's kind of what you did at Girl Scout camp, because that's where I learned to play. And I was still kind of a shrinking violet at music at that point. But I knew even then that I knew I could play better than all those other girls around the campfire. But I was too shy to step forward. And the moment I got plugged in, was like, oh, okay, now everybody can hear me, and I like this. The last CD, actually, time lapse that I did in 2000, was just me and that one guitar and one amp. I mean, the whole, except for, well, yeah, the five songs I recorded for that was just how many ways can I make this one guitar and this one amp do different things and sound different. So I like it.
You know, the song It Was reminds me of Amy Mann a lot.
Really?
Yes.
I take that as a great compliment. That's the song that was very personal that I've been trying to write for years. It's not even thinly veiled. It was a song I had to write, and it was kind of hard for me to write it, but I felt like I had to do it. But anyway, glad you liked it. And you didn't, glad you didn't want to slit your wrist.
Melanie Johnson meter.
That's right.
It's good, and I didn't want to die.
I actually had one person, my last CD, and he gave me a review. He said, my only complaint is it's a little bit too sunny in places. I like gloom and doom all the time. So when I sent him a note out about this one, I said, have I got some music for you? I guarantee there's not a happy word on it. Thank you very much.
Elvis has left the building.
Y'all are too funny.
The Tonic theme was written and performed by Melanie Johnson.